Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Three Traits Define What Makes a Company a Startup. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that might surprise you. Most founders can't actually define what makes their company a startup. They throw the word around like it's a badge of honor, but when pressed for specifics, they stumble. This confusion isn't just semantic. It costs them real opportunities, funding, and the right team members. Today, we're going to solve the startup definition problem once and for all. First, let's clear up what doesn't make you a startup. It's not about size or age. Instagram had just 13 employees when Facebook bought it for $1 billion. Meanwhile, your local accounting firm might have 2 employees and still not be a startup. The difference isn't in the numbers, it's in the design. Real startups are designed from day one to find a scalable, repeatable business model. They're not just smaller versions of big companies, they're entirely different creatures. The second trait is what I call the growth engine factor. True startups build systems that can grow exponentially without proportional resource increases. Think about it this way. A local pizza shop grows linearly. More customers mean more ovens, more staff, more space. But a software startup can serve 1,000 or 100,000 customers with remarkably similar infrastructure costs. This scalability potential is what investors actually fund when they write those checks. Let me tell you about Airbnb's founders in 2008. They were so broke, they sold novelty cereal boxes to stay afloat. But here's the genius part. They weren't just building another booking website. They were testing a model where growth could happen through other people's assets. Every new host exponentially increased their inventory without Airbnb buying a single property. That's leverage at its finest. The third trait is uncertainty. True startups operate under extreme uncertainty about their business model. They're not executing a proven playbook, they're writing it as they go. This is why startups pivot, iterate, and fail fast. Once you've found product market fit and proven scalability, you're transitioning into a regular company. So here's your takeaway. Ask yourself this simple question. Can my business model scale to 10 times the revenue without 10 times the costs? If yes, you're building a startup. If no, you're building a traditional business, and that's perfectly fine too. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.